Hey all, this is your DM, Matt. Just a quick note here before we get started. Narcy's audio got corrupted by evil magics, so instead you'll hear me pipe in for what his character does. Now, on to our episode.
Previously on Rolling on Fate.
So, I'm thinking maybe these folks I'm traveling with aren't so bad after all. I mean, they seem all right. After that rift opened in Landrin, we all got thrown together in this quest to get assistance from Rebelhain, so I'm stuck with these companions for a little while at least. What was that? Oh, they aren't as cool as you. Don't worry, my dear. We spent forever bargaining for horses and a cart in Landrin today. Useless to me, of course, because I have you. Here, take another carrot. You deserve it. We've had a long day on the road, and midnight snacks are essential. Oh, did you see that amazing creature that Peleus is friends with? He brought it out at the campfire. That beautiful worm had two heads. Reminds me of Gavatrin. Though, they have four heads, so you can't really beat that. And did you know the little one, Ainsley, is a kobold? She is so delightful. Though she's packing quite the array of weaponry. Owen Taylor revealed that he's kin to those cute masked animals. What do you call them? What? Hungry night sniffers? No, it was some other name. The tail is stripy like his cloak. You heard? Hears them at night sometimes? Oh, he smells like them too? How interesting. Anyway, we will be in Rebelhain in a few days. I haven't visited that city in a while. I wonder if they have a black market. Somewhere I can find interesting collectibles. We will just have to see, won't we now, Celery?
Ainsley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
I'm Narcy. I'm John, by the way.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
So you guys pack up and start moving out. So who is where?
Who wants to be on watch? Nobody? Okay, I'll do it.
Taylor will volunteer to take the cart and lead the horses or guide the cart.
I think Peleus is going to go ahead and practice his tuba in the back of the cart as well. So don't mind me. John, you don't mind a little bit of brass background music, do you, at all? Great, wonderful. I appreciate it. Let me get this tuned up and ready to go.
Can you make tuba tuning sounds now?
It's just getting my lips loose, you know? I just got to... It's about an hour of that before I start practicing. You know, you gotta really.
It's one of those things where you gear up and you get so close to, you get real close, you're like, and then you go back to doing practices again. You put it aside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not limbered up yet.
And then you play, one note, and then you're like, oh, I'm not feeling it today.
No. Don't spoil the next three episodes just yet, okay? Hang on.
Ames, where are you at?
In the tuba.
I would sit. I might sit up front on the cart and try to help with the horses if I can.
Cool. Marion, I assume that you're a riding hero?
That is correct.
And what are you doing, Fanuela?
I'm on Celery. I'll be... Wait, who else is on watch?
As of right now, it's just you, unless someone else speaks up.
I guess I'll be in like the back, I guess. That's a good place to be on watch.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, not really. But front, you can be.
But people sneak up on you, right?
Sure.
I feel like someone should be in the front and someone should be in the back.
Okay.
That would be how most lines work.
Marion, do you want the front or the back?
I'd prefer to be in the back if that was all right.
Yeah, that's fine. I like trot Celery up to the front. I don't know if she really likes trotting, but she does it anyways.
Because you make her?
Yeah. I give her a carrot. I have like a stick with a carrot on top of it.
Like gold, those things are.
Yep.
We had an entire carrot-based economy until the Great Rabbit Plague of 1947.
Also, I need to know how fast you guys are going. You have horses in the cart.
Really fast.
So you can be at a normal walking pace. You can be at a trot, or you can be basically at a speed run.
What about canter?
That's a walk.
I feel like trotting's the most uncomfortable.
Trotting is
it's like a power walk.
I know, but it's uncomfortable on a horse.
It's like how a lot of people travel, I guess, with horses, if they're trying to go somewhere a little bit faster. So what is the speed? If you just go your medium normal speed. If you go the normal walking pace, it takes 6 days.
I think we should go at a trot. I can whip these horses up.
If you go out on a full-out run, you could probably do it in 2 days, but that's really pushing it.
And that would also might hurt the horses.
And my cart, excuse you.
I can fix that.
I vote for trot.
I can't fix the horses.
If I do recall, we actually bought the cart and the horses for the sole purpose of going faster. I could be wrong, so let's go ahead and go this trot.
You're not.
Yeah, trot's like a medium speed. It's like a bag of carrots. That's how much.
everything to carrots.
Isn't that what CP stands for?
Yeah, carrot points.
Carrot pieces. How many carrot points we got?
Let's say carrot pieces.
Yeah. If you go fast, I will impose disadvantage on the person who's keeping watch.
What if we, like, gallop for an hour, trot for 5 hours? Gallop for an hour, trot for 5 hours. Do we get a disadvantage still?
It's going to be too complicated, and this is not going to be interesting for us to role play every hour. So I'm going to say you need to decide on one so that we can blanket it for all the rest of them.
Let's go fast.
Can we go fast for a whole day while the horses die?
They can't do it for several days in a row.
But today we could go fast and tomorrow we could go trotting.
If that's what you decide.
But the horses will be fine.
You don't know.
Are there any towns within galloping range today?
Also, I will say, Marion, you believe your horse can do it splendidly. You're unsure about the other two horses that you procured.
What about my elk?
You have no idea. You don't know anything about the speed of your elk.
To see if they, is there like an arcana but for animals?
It would be a nature check. Okay,
can I roll that?
Sure, go ahead. Roll a nature check.
I got a 19, 20.
20 total?
Yes.
You know that elks can travel far distances. They tend to travel in big herds, but they also tend to stay in a certain area and don't leave that area. So I don't know if you've ever done sort of a scientific study. You haven't done a scientific study, and you don't know of a scientific study where somebody has determined the speed of an elk on a straight line.
Fanula elk collar.
Alright.
What about a laden African swallow? What's the airspeed of those?
Can it carry two coconuts?
Well, we can try going fast, but I don't know how long Celery can go for.
Okay. Jen, give me a perception check for the day at disadvantage.
Cool. I have bad perception anyway, so that's great.
Do I have to make an animal handling check for running the horses?
We will come to that.
That bad? I got 14.
Make sure you're talking to the mic.
14. I got 14.
No, not like that. Like this. You're angled at me, not at the mic.
14.
Pretend I'm not here.
I got 14.
It'd be easier to pretend you're not here if you weren't the DM and had to talk to us.
Right. I'm sorry, what did Jen get?
14.
Ah, loud and clear.
Okay. Pretty close to, well, you guys are going at a full flat-out run. So as you guys are going, the trees, Fanuel, you know this, the trees seem to be thinning out. And it looks like you're headed out of the forest. But as you're going at your full out trot. Through the corner of your eye, you sort of caught some movement and you heard some sort of muffled shout that was sort of at the tree line or behind the tree line from the road, which is maybe 100 feet or longer or farther away.
A muffled shout like, I'm dying, or like, hey, random traveler.
You didn't
sup, baby?
Hear any words.
No, I mean, that's like the tone of the shout.
Oh, it was like a...
It was an elk.
It was just an elk.
No, that's what you heard.
I'll whistle at the party and I'll raise my hand. And since this is a fantasy world, my character totally can whistle even though I can't.
Just like that?
Yeah, but I did it. Does anyone hear me? I heard a shout over there and I point.
What kind of shout? Like a hey you shout or a scream shout?
That's a great question. It sounded like a dying elk, but I don't know.
I will pull up Hero to a stop and dismount.
Okay. If he's stopping his horse, I'm going to try to bring the cart to a slowdown too.
How long has it been since we started?
This is halfway through the day, so this is like after lunch.
Oh, we already stopped for lunch?
Yes. So it's about 1 to 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Time for second lunch.
Yeah, second lunch.
What about 11-sies?
It's like 2-sies. Okay. Well, yeah. So the shot was from over there. We could go check it out, I guess.
Ames has already jumped off the cart and pulled up her scarf and is like kind of hesitantly walking that way.
Is your mask activated or not?
I haven't used it yet. I have enough time. So yes, it is activated.
And so you start walking over there. Roll a perception check.
21 total?
Sweet. Yeah, so you kind of hear not like a muffled shout anymore. You hear this. And it seems like it's going in and out of the trees, and you're sort of looking around at the ground. Can you give me a survival check?
No, ye. 16.
Yeah, you notice sort of on the ground next to the cart, pretty much where you guys stopped, seemed to be some sort of skerfuffle, and it looks like something has been dragged off into the woods.
Okay, I immediately stop and kind of turn back to the group, me kind of doing a bit of a quick walk that's trying to not look like a quick walk, and point over. Yeah, okay, I heard it too, and it looks like something was dragged in there, so what do you guys want to do?
Ames, didn't you say there was some sort of creature you encountered on this road before?
Oh, yeah. Are we near that area where I was attacked?
Yup.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you say it was hobgoblins?
No. No, it was big and hairy, and I think it was a bugbear.
Well,
Taylor, give me a perception check.
All right. Well, it's not much. 13. I'm still sitting at the cart.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to get off the cart.
All right. You're off the cart.
And I want to try to secure it.
Ames is off the cart.
Go see where Ames went.
I think Fanula is still on the elk. John is still in the back, and Peleus is still in the back.
I'll hop down and go talk. Like I was talking to them.
Oh, okay.
Hopping off the cart, what seems to be the problem, everybody?
There's something dragged something else over there, and I point. And Ames saw bugbears around here last time.
Oh, lovely. Let's keep going then. Everyone on the cart. Let's go.
We're going? Okay.
I think we should investigate a little bit.
Marion, give me a perception check.
That would be a 22.
You actually hear two muffled sounds. One is the and then one is a lot higher pitched. And then all of a sudden it just stops.
I'm going to go and investigate.
I will follow behind.
Yeah, I'm following.
Begrudgingly, I follow.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, except our horses are probably going to get eaten, but that's okay, I guess.
Okay.
I tell Celery to stay there and be careful and run away if she's going to get eaten.
Animal handling check, please.
The bugbears eat animals? I got 20.
Noted for your animal handling. I need to know what you guys are doing and how you're doing it.
We're walking into the forest.
I am shield out going into the brush.
Taylor's going to shift.
I'll get my pistol.
Peleus has a fashionable flute.
Fanula is looking aware.
Okay. I need a survival check from somebody in the party who's ever
Taylor
trying to track down the noise.
Yeah, I vote for the outdoor guy.
Yeah,
same thing.
Okay.
All right, survival check. I got a 22.
Nice.
This is why we voted for you.
Yeah, so you can clearly see tracks of at least four bugbears and maybe two other humanoid type things and drag marks that sort of go off the road into the forest.
All right.
How fast are you trying to follow this?
I'm going to just move at my like normal pace, so 30 feet okay. through the forest. And, you know, I'll share with the group that I think there's four of them and they're, you know, carrying or dragging two others, and I'm just going to head off in the brush in that direction.
Fanuela thought that they were about 100 feet away when you first got off your carts, but it's been some time since then, so probably farther.
I mean, we can move faster. I can pick up my pace a bit and guide the group through.
Don't leave me!
I would just like to point out that as you're running around, Marion sounds like somebody rattling a bag of hammers.
Does Marion have a lot of armor on?
You betcha.
Fanuela does not.
Fanuela is made, as far as Marion can tell, of mostly fungus.
Yep.
All right. So I figure Taylor's up front. Mm-hmm. And so it goes Taylor, John. Who's next?
That would be me next.
Marion.
Thank you.
I'll go behind Marion.
Ames.
I'll go. Wait, am I the last person?
Fanuela.
Then me.
Then Velius. Right.
With your flute weapon.
Absolutely.
I believe in you.
I believe it's called a weapon.
Taylor, you said that you were trying to go at a pretty fast pace.
Yep.
So give me, let's go ahead and do a perception check.
All right, that is a 18.
Sweet. So with that 18, you've moved about, let's say 200 feet, and it seems like the tracks are getting even fresher. And you hear a few more grunts and other sounds that are in the trees sort of ahead of you. And you sort of spot some figures. And it looks like they're not moving too fast. They're dragging some things in sort of a bag. Mm-hmm. But they're still about 100 feet away from you. But there's still bushes and trees and stuff in your way. So you can't get a good view of them.
And you said they were just ahead of us in the trees. They're not above us in the trees.
Right. They are right. Ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if John's nearby, you know, can I kind of gesture to him to like go off to the left and I'll go off to the right and we'll kind of maybe come at him like a pincer? Do you do pincering in the church?
John's going left.
All right. That means I'm going to head straight up the middle.
Marion's going up middle.
Let me know when I can see them.
As of right now, Taylor's the only one who can see him.
Copy that.
Ames, Fanuela, Peleus.
I guess I'll go flank with John.
Okay, so Fanuela's headed over towards John. Okay. Ames?
I'll probably stick with Marion. You said you can do some range stuff, so I would like to just stay within 5 feet of you if I can.
Okay, Peleus?
I'm going to follow John.
You're also following John.
Oh, is Taylor all by himself? I'm going to follow Taylor then.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the doggo. That's fine.
Okay, so you guys have sort of spread out from one another. I assume there's going to be like at least 30 feet in between like Marion and Taylor and Marion and John.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. And as you guys move forward in this way through the trees, John, Marion, and Taylor, you all can see four bugbears. You see also sort of this hooded humanoid figure, and you see the bugbears. One has something large over its shoulder, and another bugbear has something large under its arm, and then a third bugbear looks like it's dragging something behind it, and the last bugbear just has a heavy maul on its back. The one over the shoulder is, if it was a body, it's a smaller size body, but the one under the arm and the one dragging on the ground definitely look average humanoid size.
Does the one in the robe, does he seem to be like guiding them, making suggestions?
Give me an insight check.
Let's make a check. That would be a natural 20.
Nice.
For a total of 25. Oh, thank you.
The person in the robe, it's sort of a nondescript robe. You can't tell if it's a male or female or other. Mm-hmm. And you can't even really make out a face or even real size because of the way that the cloak is. It's just sort of draped over this person. And it looks like the cloaked figure is in front, probably leading them. You think that bugbears have sort of their own organization and they tend to only stick with bugbears, and this humanoid figure looks a little bit out of place here.
Good, that means that I am going to do something when I am within 60 feet of them.
Do they have their backs to us?
Yeah. It looks like a couple of the bugbears are scanning around. When you get to about 70 feet away from them, like, or John, one of the bugbears, the one with the maul, it looked like since he didn't have a body-sized bag, he was sort of scanning around, and it looks like he is looking over in John's direction as if he heard something. He stops moving. The rest of them keep moving.
Okay, do I notice this?
Yes.
Okay, I cast for 30 feet, like, away from us. Are there trees around here?
Yes, trees and bushes. And the trees,
5 foot. Are deer bigger than 5 feet by 5 feet cube?
Depends on the deer. I can make a very small deer.
Small deer, like, running into the behind a tree, like it could have made a noise. 30 feet from me, away from
and
us.
And in front of you? Like, in the line of sight of the bugbear?
Yeah.
Okay, so you cast an illusion.
Like, the illusion can't make any noise, but they just see it.
For shits and giggles, give me a deception check for the illusion.
Okay. Oh, I got a natural 20 for a total of a 26.
Yeah, and the bugbear got a 2 for its sort of insight for that, and it's totally believed by it, and it just continues to move on, unfazed. What are you guys doing at this point in time? You're 70 feet away from it.
I need to get within 60 feet of the cloaked man before I make my move.
Okay.
That is my goal, is to get within 60 feet of him so that
I can
make my move.
Can we
kind of,
like, stealth kind of towards him? How fast are they going away from us?
Game's terms, they're probably moving 20 feet around.
Okay.
Okay, I need stealth checks unless you're trying not to do stealth. I'm
not trying to be stealthy. That is my purpose, is to not be stealthy.
Yeah, I'm going to try being stealthy.
Taylor's going to be stealthy, too.
I got a 7.
I'm trying to hide.
Ames is hiding.
What did you get, a 7?
Yep.
Taylor, what'd you get?
14.
Taylor got a 14. Pelias, are you trying to be stealthy?
Well, if I'm with Taylor, yes.
Okay.
23.
All right.
You didn't play your tuba.
Ames, no. I'm sorry, you can't be stealthy if Marion is not being stealthy.
That's fine. She's still going to be trying, even though she's right next to the
like,
person who's
behind him.
Yeah, all right. If you want to be farther back from him,
No,
can
I want to stay within
him.
5 feet of him.
Okay, nope. No stealth check for you.
I need to be all within right. 5 feet of him.
Can I do a bonus action real quick? I mean, it's a bonus action.
Yeah, you can do a bonus action. You're not in combat currently.
All right, I'm going to put Hunter's Mark on the hooded guy.
Cool.
90-foot range, so I've got my eyes on him.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Wait, can I do a bonus action too?
1 second. Because, Taylor, as you cast Hunter's Mark, that hooded figure spins in your direction. He got a natural 20 on his perception check. And Pelias, can you give me a perception check?
Oh, yes, absolutely. 5.
Okay. Thank you.
It was nice knowing you, everybody.
The hooded figure sees you, Taylor, and Pelias. He says something in a language that I don't know who knows.
What's the language?
It's going to be goblin.
I do not know.
I don't know it either.
Sir, I only speak cool languages.
Taylor, you don't speak goblin?
No, sir.
All right. Well, never mind. So you guys hear... You hear that. And it looks
like... What a beautiful language.
He is pointing at the two bugbears behind him and pointing over in Taylor's direction. Those two bugbears, one of them is the one who's dragging the sack and the other one has the large sack under his arm. They both drop their packages and you also hear a muffled... They turn and they face Taylor and Pelias.
Hey y'all, just a quick intermission here. If you haven't seen it yet, I posted the continent map and the town of Landrin map up on our socials. Also, soon to come will be the city of Revelhein. You can find all those at Rolling on Fate on Twitter, rollingonfate.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/groups/rollingonfate. We also have a Patreon, where I've uploaded our first bonus content. If you would like to hear more about Marion Kind and what he was up to before entering the Crooked Tap, head on over to our Patreon. All donating levels will get access to Marion's episode and all future bonus content. A super big thanks to Karen for our first Patreon supporter.
Woo! She's the best. Thank you, Karen.
We have not done any advertising as of yet, but the best kind is that of word of mouth. So tell your friends, your family, all about Rolling on Fate, and share us on the socials with hashtag Rolling on Fate, and I may name a character after you. The next episode will be up April 10th. And now, back to our regular scheduled program. We are going to roll initiative right now.
Are we still 70 feet away?
Yes.
My initiative is 5.
John, 22. Marion, you got a 5. Ames, what'd you got?
I have a 9.
9 total.
Mm-hmm.
Vanuola?
15.
15. Pelias?
16.
And Taylor?
19.
19. Okay. Each of you are roughly 70 feet away from the closest bugbear that would be to you. And the hooded figure is a little bit farther away from that. He is 85 feet away from each of you, because you're sort of in a triangle formation from him. John, you are up first.
John uses his action to dash forward with a total of 60 movement, and he comes up behind the bugbear with the maul and the bugbear with the sack over its shoulder, and they are both looking over in Taylor's direction, so John comes up behind them. And for his bonus action, he starts radiating holy light from himself. At the end of his turn, he does 3 points of damage to each of the bugbears.
Can you quickly, just to recap, there's one guy in a cloak, 4 bugbears,
mm-hmm.
and 2 bags.
3 bags.
3 bags.
One is a smaller bag, 2 are bigger size bags, and they threw down one of the bags, and it made a noise.
Like a person.
Sure.
Do we know that they spoke goblin, or we just know they spoke a different language?
They spoke what I said, so okay. It seems weird and different. Okay. Taylor, it is your turn.
Okay, I want to cast Zephyr Strike on myself as a bonus action.
Okay, bonus action Zephyr Strike. What does that do again?
Allows me to move without provoking opportunity attacks.
That's cool.
And then I have a once before the spell ends thing, I can move extra far and deal a little bit more damage. So are the bugbears just looking at me, or have they started towards me yet?
They drop down their parcels, and they look like they're in the process of drawing their weapons. One of them looks like it has a hand axe, which was the bugbear that was dragging the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the bugbear that set down its parcel is sort of pulling out this broadsword that looks just really nasty and corroded and all rusted.
Okay, well, I'm going to just move up until I'm within range. So can I get within 20 feet of either of those targets?
So currently you are 70 feet away, and your movement is 30.
30, yeah, so I'm still be 40 feet out.
Yeah, unless you use your Zephyr Strike thing.
Yeah, I think...
You can also use your action to dash to get 60 feet so that you're within your range. But
I'll use Zephyr Strike because that will push me 30 feet forward. So it boosts my walking speed or my movement speed to 60 feet.
Okay.
So I'm going to use that, and then that gives me advantage on the attack I make as well. So I'm going to attack the bugbear with the broadsword.
Okay.
With my whip.
And are you going to be 20 feet away or 10 feet away?
I'll do 10 feet. Are the two targets within 5 feet of each other by chance?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just go within 10 feet and I'll whip the guy with the broadsword. And I'll engage Zephyr Strike, so I have advantage and I deal an extra bit of damage on hit.
Okay, go ahead and give me the attack.
All right, that is not a great roll. I have a 12 to hit the bugbear. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, that misses.
Realize Hordebreaker is something I can use whether or not I hit my target. So
Can
I make that other attack on the other bugbear real quick?
Go ahead and...
All right. This time I got a 20.
Yeah, that hit.
Total. Okay.
You're attacking the one with the hand axe?
Right, this is the one with the hand axe. 5 poison damage. So 10 total, 5 poison.
10 points of damage, got it. Noted.
That's my turn.
Okay, Peleus, you're up next.
So the sack of screaming that's muffled and dropped, how close is it to the two bugbears that were just
They're
attacked?
Standing right next to it, pretty much right over it.
Lovely.
And that's the bugbear with the broadsword.
Yeah, and the cloaked figure is too far away, the robed figure.
He's basically 15 feet in front of the bugbear with the broadsword. Oh, away from you, farther away from you.
So I'm not going to run, but I'll move 30 feet forward towards the two bugbears.
Okay.
And I'd like to, seeing that Taylor took a good chunk out of one, I'd like to cast Dissonant Whispers on the one with the broadsword.
Dissonant Whispers. Can you read that?
Yeah, it's an action, 60 feet range, verbal components. Basically, they have to make a wisdom saving throw. And if they fail, they take 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far away from me as possible.
Okay. I was gonna ask what your DC was, but it doesn't matter because he rolled a one. So,
hey,
he fails.
Go me. Yeah, so I flute menacingly at him. And
and so he, what is it again? He has to run away from you?
Yeah, he takes 3d6 psychic damage and then also has to use a reaction if it's available to move as far away from me as he can.
Oh, reaction. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh, I get to roll. Oh, this is exciting. I'm so happy.
Yeah, you get to roll.
9 total.
That's 9 total damage. On the bugbear with the broadsword. Okay, and he's going to use his reaction to turn around and flee. Taylor, you can use your reaction if you wish to attack that bugbear because it's leaving your zone of control.
Oh, why not? So that's a 9. That's a miss.
It is a miss. Okay, that bugbear moves 30 feet. The bugbear with the broadsword is hoofing it. He has run past the hooded figure. Up next, bugbear with the maul, and he is right next to you, John. He is going to turn, face you, and take a 5-foot step forward, and with his reach weapon, attack you. First attack, he's going to miss your AC, and he's got a second attack. Ooh, that's a natural 18, so that's going to hit, and his damage is 2d8. You take 11 points of damage. And that is his turn, and he's only 5 feet away from you. Up next, Fionnuala.
I'm going to cast, as my bonus action, Hex on the leader looking at...
The hooded figure?
Yeah.
Okay, so the hooded figure has Hunter's Mark and Hex.
Because I could clearly see that he wasn't, like, chained up or anything, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry. Is Zephyr Strike concentration?
Yeah, I was just looking at that too, because if I had already done Hunter's Mark and then cast Zephyr Strike, Hunter's Mark would be nullified. Yeah. So, thanks.
Good to know.
And then I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast at. So, is there a bugbear like trying to hit someone next to me?
John is 60 feet away from you, and there's a bugbear currently hitting him with a maul. Yes.
Wait, John is 60 feet away from me.
Yeah, because he used his turn to move.
So he's
to double move.
No one next to me.
Not right next to you, no.
I'll just aim at the leader guy again, or who I'm assuming is the leader, but I don't actually know. Yeah.
Okay, roll to attack, and I'm going to say disadvantage because you're shooting through the bugbears and John, and there's also trees and bushes in the way.
Oh, well, can I move to have a clear shot?
Sure, you can move forward.
Okay.
I'd say if you...
My range is 120 feet, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm sure if you move 30 feet forward, you can find a clear shot within those 30 feet.
Okay.
As you move forward.
I'll do that.
Okay, Fionnuala moves forward, and go ahead and take your Eldritch Blast shot. Roll okay. to attack.
So, 22.
You hit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this is the hooded figure?
Yeah.
Yes, you hit. Do your damage.
No, you don't hit. He has this AC of 1,000,000,000.
Well, he might. We don't know. Huh?
D1, D10, force damage.
Plus your hex, which is D6.
Okay, it's 8.
8 total damage.
Yes.
Okay, so that is your movement, your bonus action, and your action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, up next is the bugbear with the hand axe that is close to Taylor. It moves 10 feet to meet you, Taylor, and... is going to take two swings at you. First one, second one. Oof. First one misses. Second one is a natural 20.
Ooh, damn.
No, it's not.
It's not.
This is not the die roll you're looking for.
Didn't we totally call this with Matt's rolling?
Ones and 20s. That's why I wanted to name the podcast that. Okay, that's not going to be good. Shit. 10, 11. That's 22 points of damage.
Wicked Scar.
Holy crap.
Oh my god, I hope you have more than that.
Because that was well doubled. Said, oh shit. Dang. I didn't do my thing. Hold on. I gotta roll percentiles on the crit table. So you still take the same amount of damage, 22, and you fall down backwards prone.
What? How did they hit him?
Critical hit hand axe.
Oh, with a hand axe. So there's a bugbear with a hand axe?
Yes.
Ouch. How far am I thrown?
You're not thrown anywhere. He's now standing over you, and you're sprawled backwards where you're at.
Did we all see this?
Yes. Taylor is right in front of all of you. So, except for John. John's sort of in a combat situation. He may not see this, but he is closest to Taylor. Up next, hooded figure. He says, and all of a sudden, I just need Taylor. Taylor, please make a dex check. You are prone.
Dex check.
So this is at, I'm going to say it's at disadvantage.
You're not going to murder him, are you, Matt?
Actually, it is a saving throw. So a dex saving throw.
Okay. Dex saving throw with disadvantage. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I rolled exactly 10 on both dice. So I'm in a 13 for your dex saving throw.
Okay. It seems like the hooded figure just sort of points. And there's this black bead that goes from his finger, arcs just over the bugbear's, and detonates on the ground behind Taylor. So this is in front of Marion and everyone else. And this sort of this implosion of this... it's not really an implosion. It's an explosion of this black inkiness heat wave that happens, and it's a giant 20-foot radius sphere, so 40-foot diameter, that is right in front of you, Marion, and Fanula, you're standing on the edge of it, and Peleus, you're also standing on the edge of it. Taylor, however, you're in it. You're not deep in it. You probably need to move about 5 feet out of it, but your bugbear friend is also, who's the one who's attacking you, is also in it. You're taking 8 points of damage right now.
All right, and I'm prone. I'm unconscious.
You're unconscious.
I'm unconscious.
But we don't even know, right? Because we can't see him.
I will get to that in 2 seconds. But bugbear in front of you is sort of shrieking in pain. As you guys look at this sort of blackness that's there in front of you, you can actually see through it. It's almost like looking through heat waves, but the heat waves sort of distort in this weird blackness. And the ground and the grass and everything that's there, it all looks like it's dying and decaying extremely fast. Marion, because of your background, you can tell that it's doing necrotic damage, that's for sure. And everything that would go into that sphere looks like it is taking that damage.
This gentleman is now on my shit list.
That area of sphere is staying. It doesn't look like it's dissipating like a fireball would. So that was his first action. His movement, what he's doing next, is he's running it. He's booking.
Away?
Yes, he is booking it away, and he shouts something else in Goblin that none of you understand.
How far away from us is he at this point?
So he is 50 feet away from Taylor and John, basically, and therefore he is 50 plus 70 away from you.
So he's 150 feet away
from me? Yes, and there's that giant black sphere in front of you that has a 40-foot sphere, and that is just about 10 feet in front of you. So up next is Amesley.
All right.
Can I say something to Amesley real quick?
Pre-action to talk. Go ahead. As long as it's short.
Can you cut him out at the knees?
Sure.
I'm going to point at the necromancer.
All right, and how far away is he from me?
155 for you.
Should I stay out of this black heat wave thingy?
Probably.
Can we see through the blackness?
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
So we can see...
It's like looking through a heat wave, you know, where it's like distorting.
We can see Taylor on the ground, looking unconscious.
Yes, okay. And the ground around him is death and decaying. like the grass and everything is dead.
I don't want to go in there. My mushrooms will die.
Your mushrooms?
It looks like the bugbear that's on, not on top of him, but is standing over him, is shrieking and is trying to fall backward, but it is not its turn. And you do see that Taylor is unconscious, those who decide to look.
All right, I'm going to just do a quick study of the environment area now. I'm going to holster my pistol and grab my musket off my back.
Okay.
And switch to two times.
Okay.
And aim at the necromancer.
Okay. What is the range on your on the musket with two times?
It's 150/500.
Okay. If you... Yeah, I'll give it to awesome. You. You're like 155, so it's you're good. Go ahead.
She could have stepped up like 5 feet anyways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's fine. A 5 foot doesn't really matter.
All right, and I got a 24.
Yeah, that hits.
Yay!
Murder him! Or her.
Yeah, we keep saying him, but you know, the point of the whole cloak thing is that you can't tell. Aw, damn it. All right, only 5 damage.
Okay, 5 points of damage. Okay, so that was your attack. Do you have a bonus action or movement that you want
to
do?
I guess I'm going to try to get another 5 feet ahead, so I'm right at the edge of the...
Black sphere?
Necromancy.
Okay, up next. The bugbear. This bugbear has a sack over his shoulder, and he spins around, and he sees John running at his direction, and he actually... he throws the sack at John. John, what do you do?
John leans into the throw, and... hits the sack with his shoulder.
As you hit it, you hear a cry from the inside. Sounds like maybe like a little child. And it falls off to the side of you.
The small bag?
Mm-hmm. That was on the other bugbear shoulder. And that bugbear is pulling out 2 short swords and facing you. But it cannot attack. That's its turn. Then the bugbear with the broadsword... he's gone. He's like running a whole nother 60 feet away. And last but not least, Marion Kind.
Yay!
All right, so I see that Taylor is down inside of the sphere.
Yes, and there's a bugbear over him.
Oh, is it standing over him like it's going to attack
him? No, it's standing over him. It was going to attack him, but now it looks like it's shrieking and going to take a step backward.
Wonderful. How far into the sphere is he?
Taylor is about 50 feet away from you.
All right, I'm going to move into the sphere and I'm going to attempt to pull him out.
You're moving straight through the sphere, so you can move to him, you can grab him, and then basically pull him the 10 feet you need out of the sphere. That'll be towards the direction of the hooded figure.
If I'm just going straight through, okay. Then yes.
Walking through the sphere, max damage, you take 12 points of damage.
All
that's
right.
Gonna kill us all.
But you're able to grab Taylor and you successfully pull him out of the sphere.
All right.
It was an action to grab and pull him.
Thank you.
I'm going to cast Quicken Spell and cast Cure Wounds on Taylor.
Roll that die.
At second level.
Roll those dice.
That is a total of 11 points.
Taylor, you're up. Okay. Well, right. Rather, you're still prone, but you have healed 11 points.
I'm breathing.
All right.
Come on, Taylor, we still got
back
work
to the top of the round. John, your turn. You have a bugbear with a maul standing next to you, trying to hit you. You have a bugbear with swords in between you, and he's about 10 feet away from you, and he is in between you and the hooded figure. And the hooded figure dashed even farther away from you.
John uses his bonus action to rage, and he rolls with advantage to attack the bugbear with the maul. He crits.
Nice!
And takes the head off the bugbear.
Well done.
And the bugbear's head rolls away while the body falls. He turns to face the sword bugbear, and it takes an additional 3 points of radiant damage.
Up next, Taylor, you are alive!
Hey!
As I catch my breath, I stand up and thank Marion Kind for pulling me out of the darkness. Is the guy that's still back there, the hobgoblin in the darkness, is he still kicking around and screaming?
Yeah, he is. He's screaming. It looks like he's trying to step back.
You said we're about 20 feet from him still?
No, you're like 10 feet away from him.
He's a bugbear, though. Right?
Okay. He is a bugbear. Okay. Not a hobgoblin. Yes.
Bugbear, excuse me.
So that's half your movement, standing up.
How far away is the hooded figure? Is he still within sight, or is he gone?
He is within sight. He is... 45, 55.
Way out of range.
Yeah, okay. He's like 56. He's basically 60 feet away from
me. I'll tell Marienkind that you'll have a better chance of catching up with him than I will. And I'll just turn around and attack the fella still in the darkness.
With your whip.
With my whip.
Whip him
real good.
All right, and that's a 21 to hit.
Nice, you hit.
That's going to hit. And then I got 5 slashing damage and 4 poison, so for a total of 9.
Okay. Yeah, how do you want to do that?
Ooh, I just want to, like, maybe catch him in the neck with the whip so that the snake fangs just sink into his neck and he can just fall down to his knees and collapse into the earth.
Okay, you expertly whip the snake around and the teeth jab into his neck and he does a last yelp, and as you sort of release the whip from him, he falls down face first into this sort of necrotic energy, and it looks like it's now working pretty fast on him, and his skin seems to be decaying pretty rapidly.
And I still have half my movement, correct, from standing up?
You still have half your movement, yes.
Okay, I'm going to use that remaining movement to make my way towards John, because he's currently engaged with the rest of them, is that correct?
Yeah, there's one left, and it's about 20 feet away from you, so you're basically 5 to 10 feet away from him.
Okay.
Okay, Peleus, your turn.
How would I walk around this death orb that I don't want any business with?
You're on the outskirts on the right side of the orb, so it's pretty easy for you just to sort of skirt around it. And if you wanted to go basically to the top of it, then you'll meet where Marion and Taylor are, or rather just Marion, because now Taylor has moved away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be able to see sort of the hooded figure that's running away. And if you were also to move there, you would also see the last bugbear that's standing.
Am I already within 60 feet of the short sword bugbear, or do I need to move a little bit?
You need to move like 15 feet-ish, and you'll be there.
I'm going to move 16 feet.
Okay.
And, yeah. And get within range of said bugbear, who's on fire from radiant damage, and I'm just enjoying this entire thing. And I'm going to menacingly flute Vicious Mockery in his direction.
Okay.
And so...
I love that spell.
It's going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Wisdom is not their strong suit, and he also rolled a natural 2, so he fails.
Nice.
Are you going to say something mean?
Through
to
the flute. No. I'm just going to just like play this terrible little ditty.
Off-key,
that
I'm
grinning the entire time I'm doing it. I just watched the other guy rot, so that's always fun. But 1d4 psychic damage, so 1. And then also it has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes.
Okay.
Before the end of the turn. Oh, and I can take a bonus action, I suppose, right?
Sure.
Why not? You're like, I'll allow it. I'm gonna flute less menacingly in Taylor's direction and use healing word.
Okay. Roll your D4.
Yay.
Soothing jazz flute.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, a total of 6.
6 points. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm feeling a little better.
Okay, and I believe that's your entire turn.
I'm gonna move the other 14 feet now.
Okay.
Towards them, and now I'm done.
All right, you're pretty much right next to Marion.
Yay.
Fanula, your turn.
You said the hooded figure is 70 feet away from me?
Yes.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
Is there anything between me and him?
There's a bugbear with 2 swords, and there's a bunch of bushes and trees. It looks like he's going to get lost very soon.
Can I go 30 feet towards him, but not get within range of the bugbear with swords?
You can go around the bugbear with swords, yeah, if you wish.
But can I get within 40 feet of him?
If you wanted to not be in the zone of control of the bugbear, so you have to move an extra 10 feet over the side. So that adds too much space for you to get within 40 feet of the hooded figure.
Okay, fine. I'm going to use my action to dash.
Okay.
So then can I get in within 40 feet?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to face step within 10 feet of him.
Okay.
Immediately after you use your face step, up to 2 creatures of your choice that you can see within 10 feet of you must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be charmed by me for 1 minute.
Wisdom saving throw.
Or until my companions deal damage to it, but they don't know that.
Okay. He saves.
Can I use the rest of my movement to run away from him?
So you have 20 feet of movement, I believe.
Okay.
You want to run 20 feet back.
Can I go hide behind a tree?
You use an action and a bonus action. You can't roll a stealth check, but you can hide behind a tree if you wish.
Wait, why can't I roll a stealth check?
It's a rogue feature to hide. To bonus action hide. And you use an action and a bonus action. It does notice, the hooded figure does notice you.
Yeah, and figured.
Since I was you got so close to it.
I'm only going to do this because I thought he had disadvantage on
give me a perception check.
Okay. 21.
Because you got so close, and with your good perception check, you see he turns, it looks like a he, turns and looks at you. He's got sort of this weird scaled face, and his eyes are two different colors. One's black and one's red, and he sneers at you. He whips his head back around and still looks like he's running away from you.
Do I recognize his race?
Do you recognize his race?
Like, does he look like a dragonborn, or does he just look scaly? How tall is he? Paint me a word picture.
He's about 6 feet tall, but he's not big and burly. He's skinny.
His cloak looks skinnier.
The scales on his face makes you think that he is a dragonborn, but you've never heard of a dragonborn having two different color eyes, especially red and black. And also,
I don't know that much about dragonborns.
Well, yeah. Okay. And also dragonborns that are that tall are generally beefy, and he seems a lot skinnier than that. But that's what you know.
So I'm like, hey, he could be a dragonborn.
Mm-hmm. Up next is the hooded figure.
Damn him.
He walks a couple more steps, and Fanula, since you're still watching him from around the tree, he swirls his cloak around him, and it's sort of this tannish, blackish cloak. And he just fades into nothingness, and he's gone.
No, he got away.
Up next, Ames, you can see the bugbear with two swords who is in front of John and Taylor. He is currently attacking John.
And use forceful shot.
Okay, go ahead and roll your attack.
It's probably a bad idea because they have to do strength, and I'm betting that's one of their strong ones.
I also rolled really badly. Yeah, that's going to be like an 11.
Nope, that misses.
Yep.
All right, so that was your attack. And you have a bonus action.
I'm going to hide.
Okay.
Good idea.
There's some bushes and trees right next to you, so go ahead and roll. Give me a stealth check.
I'm using a different dice. 23.
Cool. Good. Noted. Okay, up next, the bugbear with the swords. He is attacking John. Okay, first stack. Oh, fuck.
Nah, will you fucking stop rolling 20?
The first one's a natural 20. Second one, a natural 8 that misses. Third attack is going to miss. So the natural 20, no double damage. So you take 5 points of damage, and you're actually deafened. He slaps the sword on the side of your face, hits your ear, and there's a very loud ringing noise in your ear, and you're deafened for that many rounds. Got it. So that was its turn. Marion, your turn.
All right.
That bugbear is about 20 feet from you.
Wonderful. I am going to... Where is the nearest sack to me?
There's one actually just like 5 feet just north of you. It was the larger one that got thrown down.
I am going to go ahead, move over towards it.
Okay.
And I'm going to let whoever is in there out.
Okay. You open the sack.
Mm-hmm.
There is a female dwarf that is inside that sack, and it looks like she may have been knocked unconscious when she was just thrown onto the ground.
All right. How many bugbears are within 30 feet of me?
One. There's only one left. That's alive.
All right. In which case, I'll just cast Sacred
Flame. Okay. You roll to attack, right? Or does it roll save?
Must succeed on dexterity saving throw.
Natural 18, so I think that saves.
Yeah, this is DC 13.
Yep.
In which case, nothing happens.
Up next, back to the top of the round. John, your turn. You have a bugbear, two swords right in front of you.
John attacks the last bugbear, cutting his arm off, and it falls down dead.
Yay!
All the bugbears have now been killed, and the hooded figure has disappeared.